Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
What up? We are back, folks. God damn. Another week. Another couple games that we got to go through. Another sleeper. Couple other guys that we'll be getting towards you as well. You know how it be. You know it's Dugo. Appreciate y'all tapping into Gumbo. I'm going to be going through the game by games this week. We're going to be starting out right away with this Thursday night game. It's a sicko matchup, if you ask me. We got a red hot Rams team versus a 49ers team that actually took care of business versus the Bears, which obviously isn't a great opponent, but call it what it is, right? So one thing that I've kind of noticed, or I mean, there's been stats about it now, right? But every time that Debo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk are out, Juwan Jennings is just a fucking beast. So make sure you got him in your lineups this week. Holy shit. Another thing to keep on the radar for y'all, if you are at all invested in this 49ers running back room, Isaac Grando, as of Tuesday, missed another practice. That's not good. It's not good. So make sure going into Thursday night, you know, if you are going to start him in any sort of capacity, right? How much, like, do you want to? Patrick Taylor right behind him just scored last week, and he seems pretty healthy. So if you need to vulture someone, maybe Patrick Taylor might be that guy for you. Obviously, on the other side, you got Kyron Williams that is running back 7, so you obviously got to start him. And then going down the line, obviously, Puka's a start. Obviously, Cooper Kupp's a start. And then my boy DeMarcus Robinson kind of fell off a bit. He didn't practice on Monday. I don't have a report for you guys from this Tuesday, but you know what it'd be. I'm not sure if I would start him, obviously, then if he's not going to play, so just keep your eye on DeMarcus Robinson. On the other side, I don't know if I'm going to... I have Debo Samuel in the league, and I actually have him on my bench currently. He's wide receiver 50. Obviously, has not performed very well this year. George Kittle, obviously, lock and start. Easy. All right, let's move on. We got kind of a mid-off. We got the Cowboys versus the Panthers. Kind of wild, if you ask me. Probably let's go running back heavy. You know, Chuba Hubbard, Dowdle, 100% starting those two. Both these defenses aren't that great. And I think that the Panthers going against, I would say, probably the better defense, has more of an opportunity to run the ball. I think they just have a better offensive line. So, and then when you're looking at the wide receivers, I think CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, those guys are both startable, if you ask me. Brandon Cook has been coming up as of recently. I know he only had one catch last week, but it was for a touchdown, so consider that. And then, obviously, I love Adam Thielen. He's been a beast ever since he's gotten back, so make sure you're starting him. Only owned in 70% of leagues, so make sure if he's not owned in one of your leagues, you're grabbing him. So make sure you know that. And then Xavier Legette, this guy isn't the worst, but was that drop against the Buccaneers bad, right? What was that? Or I'm sorry, against the Eagles. That was a bad drop. Jake Ferguson, I don't know if I'm going to be starting him. Holding 3 passes. I don't know if I'm going to start him this week. Maybe against a Panthers team that doesn't have the greatest pass defense. I'm on the fence about that. I probably would start Jake Ferguson if I have him on my team. All right, let's move on. We got the Chiefs versus the Browns. Chiefs all day. Make sure that you're starting Jameson Winston and Jerry Jeudy, though, 100%. And then, if you ask me, Patty Mahomes, D-Hop, Xavier Worthy,
and obviously Travis Kelce. I mean, like, those are all locks if you ask me. I'm on the fence about Isaiah Pacheco. He just hasn't fucking done anything since he's gotten back, and it's tough to keep throwing him in there, right? I know 64% of y'all are with me on that because y'all are the ones that started him, but fucking A. Then, obviously, I'd throw some love at Njoku to do some damage this week, too. I'd be interested to see if the Browns don't actually squeeze out a win. They seem to be like kind of like that spoiler all week, so if you're looking for a team to throw some money on, maybe it's the Browns this weekend. I'm going to go ahead and move on to the Dolphins-Texans matchup. So I'm just looking at this right now. We got Tua versus Stroud. Tua has actually been kind of locked in lately. So that's kind of sicko. Let's look at what Tyreek Hill's been doing. Yeah, he's fucking back in it. Yeah, make sure you're starting Tyreek Hill. Make sure if you got that Jalen Waddle stock that you're starting him. 90% ownership still. That's good. And you know Nico Collins is going to come out and do his thing. And you know that Tank Dell has to get some sort of resurgence, right? I'd probably throw him in as flex play this week if I need to. And you know Johnny Smith is going to get you a touchdown. It seems like every game at this point. So make sure you're starting Johnny Smith for sure. Let's keep her moving. We got the Jets versus the Jags. Another mid off. Starters. Let's go with the running backs. Let's go Breece Hall for sure. And then Tank Bigsby's kind of taking that lead horse position. He at least got a touchdown last week, which was good. I'm a holder in Tank Dell, so it's good to see that he's getting that love. And then let's go with Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson. I don't know if I really think that Alan Lazard is going to do much if you start him, so I don't know about all that. But Brian Thomas, I would probably start even if Sauce is matched up on him all game. I think he'll probably still get some love. And Evan Ingram, I think, is kind of on the fence of being a starter or not this week. The Jets have been obviously a pretty good defense all year. Fantasy-wise, they are 19. They just got pummeled by the Dolphins this last week, so you're probably feeling kind of bad about them. But going against a defense led or an offense led by Mac Jones, I think that there is some appeal to that. Let's keep her moving since that's such a mid-off. I got the Commanders versus the Saints next. So I think Jane Daniels is going to come out and do some hork. I think Brian Robinson is going to come out and do some hork. And then my boy Terry McLaurin that I traded for in my Dynasty League, I think he's going to come out and do some hork. I don't know what I feel about like with Noah Brown. He's either getting 100 yards and a tutty or he's not doing shit, it seems like. So if you start him, maybe as a flex, maybe. But I don't know about all that. And then I do think that Zach Ertz has a good start proposition this week. So maybe throw some Zach Ertz stock in there. And then on the Saints side, just Alvin Kamara. He's probably going to touch the ball at least 50 times this week. Let's keep it moving. We got the Ravens versus the Giants. Lamar Jackson all day. I think it's going to be Lamar, Derrick Henry, Zay Flowers, Mark Andrews, obviously. I think he's going to eat this week for sure. And we'll see if Justin Tucker can possibly get back on track, right? I don't know how optimistic I am for the Giants. On the other end, I think that you're going to get Tyrone Tracy getting his same workload, which, by the way, good for him being a fucking RB1. I'm so happy for him. Oh, my God. Coming into this year, you know, he's one of those guys that had that really bad ankle injury, you know, and he was just fighting to stay on the roster. But, nah, he's definitely done his work, which is sicko. And then Malik Nabers, if he can get some catches. Probably a good flex for you, I bet. Bengals versus Titans. It just keeps coming, guys. These fucking mid-offs. Damn. Let's keep it simple. You're not going to start Will Levis. Let's start Joe Burrow. Let's start the Chase Browns. Let's start the Jamar Chases and the T. Higgins. Let's start the Calvin Ridleys. We'll start the Calvin Ridleys of the world. And if you know anything about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, this last week was like the first time where he caught a ball and didn't go for a touchdown. So if you do need a decent flex, maybe look towards him. Then Tony Pollard, sure. Yeah, probably start him, right? I mean, the Bengals defense hasn't been good this year. I know the Titans' offense hasn't been good either, but maybe Pollard can do some work on the ground against a really bad defense. Moving on from that mid-off into another kind of semi-mid-off, we got the Patriots versus the Cardinals. So this is going to be in Arizona in a dome, just so y'all know. I know with New England teams, it's like, oh, is it outside? Oh, no. They're indoors. It's going to be the first 3 o'clock game, actually. It's going to be Kyler Murray versus Drake May. So we'll see how that goes, right? I think it's going to be Cardinals all day. So from the Patriots side, I'm probably going to just start Ramondre Stevenson and maybe Hunter Henry. He's on the fence, if you ask me. And then Cardinals side, I'm definitely going with the Kyler Murrays. I'm definitely going with the James Connors. I'm starting Marvin Harrison, if you ask me. I'm definitely going to do that. Even if he has Gonzalez on him all game, I think he is going to have an opportunity to go big. And then Trey McBride, I think that he's going to have his way this weekend as well. So a lot of opportunity for the Cardinals to score some points. This is kind of an interesting matchup. Colts versus the Broncos. Colts win, then they go back to 500. Broncos, they've been kind of on a tear this year outside of, you know, the Chiefs fucking doing their shit. They're kind of the second dog there in the West. I think there's some really good starting probabilities here. I think that Bo Nix has been good enough to start lately. Obviously, being quarterback 8, goddamn, good for him. And then Anthony Richardson, since being set, he's showing a lot of progress. So I think you could probably start him if you have him on your team. Jonathan Taylor, obviously, you can start the fuck out of him. And Josh Downs' status is still unclear, so we'll see. We'll see. I probably have a backup plan if you think you're gonna start him. I mean, obviously it's a 3 o'clock game on a Sunday, so just make sure you either have someone else that's playing 3 o'clock or Sunday night or Monday. You know, just make sure you're not left in the dust. But that probably means that Michael Pittman and Alec Pierce are gonna have a heavy workload, and also look towards A.D. Mitchell to maybe get a touchdown as well. Cortland Sutton and Devon Vile, I think, are two pretty good starts on the Broncos. If you are looking for flex with Vile or Sutton, I think it's probably just start, just throw them in. Moving on, we have a really good matchup with the Bills versus the Lions for a 3 o'clock game. Surprised they didn't flex that one. But let's see what's going on, right? So we got a lot of starters here. We got Josh Allen versus Jared Goff. Realistically, I think that the Bills are going to win this coming off of a shootout against the Rams. So maybe expect the same with another shootout. But maybe the Bills are going to be a little tested and, you know, get that dub. Guys, this might be a Super Bowl, matchup that we have in a couple weeks here. So this is a fucking sick-ass matchup. I think that we are going to have a lot of starters, right? So I think Josh Allen, Jared Goff, James Cook, Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery, 100% start those guys. And then the wide receivers, you got to think Amari Cooper has to be startable now, right? After finally hauling in 6 receptions. So I'd probably keep him in my lineup if you have him. And then Khalil Shakir for sure. Keon Coleman just seems the... he's just inactive, so if he's active for this game, maybe start him. Who knows? I'm still baffled by Curtis Samuel. I don't know how the fuck he didn't get any work this year. For the Lions, obviously you're starting Amon-Ra St. Brown. You're probably going to be starting Jameson Williams as well. And I can't believe Tim Patrick fucking violated my Packers like that with a two-tutty performance. But after that, he's kind of elevated himself, if you ask me. So maybe look towards a flex if you're really scratching for one. Kincaid, obviously, start. And then Laporta, start 100%. And then we got a battle in Pennsylvania. We got the Steelers versus the Eagles. Probably going to be starting Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley. A.J. Brown allegedly has some beef with Hurts. It sounds like someone must have fucked someone's girl, if you ask me. And then it sounds like Devontae Smith is back at it. He got 11 points last game if you play in a half PPR league. So make sure you're starting him. It does not look like our boy Goddard is going to be back. So make sure you're looking for other tight end possibilities if you have him. For the Steelers, I'm probably not going to start Russell Wilson. The Eagles defense has been pretty stellar as of late, and Russell's still at like he's doing all right. Like he's getting you like 20 a week if you're starting him. I don't know, like or 17, I guess closer to 17 a week. But I mean that's still pretty decent if you need some points. So maybe have them in your back pocket if you're looking towards a new starter this week. I know it's playoffs for a lot of people, so I don't know why you'd be looking towards a new QB. I'd probably stay away from Russ, but if you need him to cook, maybe he'll do it for you. And then I'm probably going to be starting both the Najees and the Jalen Warrens. I think that they're going to have to try to be creative with both of these guys against against this Eagles team. And then obviously their wide receivers aren't that great. Make sure that you know with this game, George Pickens is going to be out, it seems like. So make sure that you have a backup plan for your wide receivers. And then obviously Freiermuth is a beast, so make sure you're starting him. I mean, he's probably going to be like their only wide receiver option. Last 3 o'clock game, we got the Buccaneers versus the Chargers. I'm probably going to be starting both these QBs, the Mayfields and the Herberts of the world. And then you obviously got to be starting the Bucky Irvings and the Rashad Whites. You gotta be starting both those cats. Gus Edwards, is he going to be legit RB1 material for this Chargers team? Probably throw him in as a flex, maybe. You know, just, I don't know. If you need a running back, maybe he can help you out. And then I'm probably going to be starting them, Mike Evans, Ladd McConkey's. It's tough to say what Quentin Johnston's going to do on any given week. You know, if he's going to drop 6 passes or if he's going to catch a touchdown. So if you need a flex, I might look towards him. It's tough to say with Quentin Johnston, though. I know a lot of you guys out there probably feel my pain with that. And then Kate Otten is a beast, if you ask me. He's like the other wide receiver threat on this Buccaneers team, so I'd probably start him. We got a sicko Sunday night matchup with the Packers versus the Seahawks. Packers are going to be wearing their all-white uniforms, so I'll be kind of sicko on a Sunday night. Seahawks are obviously a really good team. They've been on the come up lately. So I think this is going to be a sicko matchup. I think there's going to be a lot of starters at play here. I think that Geno, honestly, is a pretty good start this week against the Packers defense with how lackluster they've been on the defensive end. So maybe look towards Geno Smith to start. And obviously with that, you could probably look towards JSN and Metcalf as well. And wow, Lockett's kind of just fallen off ever since JSN's gotten his workload. But I'm all right with that being a JSN holder, honestly. I fucking love JSN. I think he has a lot of talent, and I think he might be one of the best wide receivers in the league one day. I also think that Kenneth Walker has a good possibility to play this week. He's getting tests on that calf. So if he does go, I'd probably play him because that means he's good. Otherwise, Zach Charbonnet just absolutely ate. So you'd probably go with him as well. Josh Jacobs, I think, for the Packers is going to have a really good week. Realistically, I think that the Seahawks defensive front is not very good. So I think that the Packers have a really good opportunity to run the fuck out of the ball. That being said, I think Jay Love's still going to be able to get some love through the air. And with that, I think you could probably look towards, you know, maybe Jaden Reed has a big week. You know, it's like every other week he has a big one. So against the Dolphins, he had a big week. Didn't do shit against the Lions, so this could be a huge week for him. So maybe look to start him. Christian Watson, he's either on or off, it seems like. I think at this point, you could probably throw him towards your flex, though. So if you're looking towards a flex and you got him in your lineup, go ahead and do it. Tucker Kraft is a start, 100%. And then we got 2 Monday night games. We got the Bears versus the Vikings. I think it's going to be the Vikings all day. Go ahead and start the Sam Darnolds, the Aaron Joneses, the Jeffersons, the Addisons, the Hawkinsons. That Vikings defense is fucking filthy as well. I'd probably go ahead and start them against this lackluster Bears offense. On the Bears side, I'm probably going to start I don't know if I want to start like anyone, honestly, against this team. Like, this last week, they did not look good in, like, any sort of capacity. Even with that new offensive coordinator working as the head coach. You might see Roma Duse just get absolutely peppered because they want to build that connection between Williams and him. So, maybe you can continue to start him. He had 18 points against the 49ers, and that's pretty sicko. So, Points to be had. It's tough to guess with this team, though. So if I'm you, I'm probably staying away from the Bears. And last game of the week, we got the Falcons versus the Las Vegas Raiders. Someone's got to win, right? I think if I'm going to be a bet man, I think the Falcons will win this one. Lean heavy on Bijan Robinson to carry the workload. I don't like Drake London. Y'all know that. I think Darnell Mooney's going to have a pretty good game. And I think that Ray McCloud is going to have a good game as well. On the Raiders side, Brock Bowers is a lock and start. And Jacoby Myers is pretty decent. Wide receiver 29 on the year for you. Is McCormick going to be legit? He just got 9 more points, 18 or 89 total yards, and he had 2 receptions with that. So who knows? Maybe McCormick might be that lead back for the Raiders going forward, which would be an odd turn of events. But, you know, that's how the NFL goes any given year. But that's how it goes every given week as well. This week has been, given to you by your boy Dugo over here. Appreciate y'all tapping in with those head hops. As always, we'll see you next time.